Well, I'm optimistic that we can get to the quarterback, definitely. I see at times they do protect well. And I think the quarterback has mobility. And, you know, he's able to move and escape the pocket. So, you know, we'll just have to do a good job in containing him, and we'll have to do a good job with our pressure and as well as our coverage. It was a lot of time on the clock. The unit that we put on the field, to be quite honest, we just didn't get the job done. But it was a lot. It was 3 minutes left in the ball game, and they had a lot of time, and so it really wasn't a 2 minute situation, so to speak. You know, because they could run the ball, they could do whatever they wanted to do. You know, with that amount of time left in the game, I think they did run the ball on a third and one or third. I think they ran the ball in a third and one situation, you know. So, and then I think we tried to get him back in. I think he came back in a play or so. So it was they had a lot of options. They had a lot of things that they can do. Yes, I mean, you know, coverage-wise, we tried to design something to you know, we had some doubles on some of their main guys. And, yeah, I mean, you think you should get there or make him throw the ball away. The personnel group, the coverage personnel group that we used was a coverage personnel group because for the matchups like on Jason Witten, et cetera, okay? So that was more of a coverage personnel group than it was a pressure personnel group. So that was some of the thinking because we had not been executing our pressures with the other personnel group very well. Not really, because again, I was thinking about pressuring the guy in that drive, still, you know, and then we had something that occurred that wouldn't allow me to do it, and then we had another factor where we jumped off sides on another pressure, and so there were several things that went on in the ball game that said, hey, I had to pull off the pressure. Yeah, you know, for Demontre, I think really we just have to do a better job of just managing his snaps. He's a better pass defender than he is a run defender, and really that's the bottom line. Sometimes when you see him at practice, he doesn't always execute his assignment. So when you go in, you don't know exactly what you're going to get. We keep coaching him up in the assignment aspect of what we're trying to do, but you know, we're just going to have to go with what he does, you know, because he is productive at times when he's on the field, and we just have to do a better job of managing his snaps. And that's, you know, that's just the bottom line. We got to try to get him anywhere from 15 to 20 or 25 snaps if we can in the ball game, and go with that. No, not really. No. I mean, not really. I mean, you know, when we put our package out, you know, we put our personnel group out, it was like, okay, hey, we're going. We got our nickel package out. We're going. And so I had the freedom to call what I needed to call at that point in time. And so that wasn't a factor at all. And really, he should have been in on the rush package. I mean, on the coverage package that we had, he should have been in. We just didn't do a good job of managing who was, you know, because things were going fast, you know, so we just didn't do a good job of managing that. That's poor on our part. How challenging is that? As a signal caller, I cannot. As a signal caller, I cannot, you know, keep the number of snaps that he has in his and that he has in the game and call the game and manage the game. You know, I just have to get some additional help in doing that so that we can get his numbers up. That's something I will do going forward, yes. Oh, gosh. Until the quarterback's down, until the ball is thrown incomplete, you know. I mean, there's no I've never given them a reasonable number of seconds or a time period, you know. When the quarterback starts to scramble, we just coach up, hey, you plaster your man in the zone. And when the quarterback gets out of the pocket, you can knock your man out of bounds. You can knock your man down. You know, we coach that aspect of it. We don't try to get them to put a clock in their head and say you cover for this long and then stop. There was a double on Dez. There was a double on Dez. Yeah, there should have been two guys on Dez. Yes. Yes. Very good question. No, not something consistently on film. Sometimes we're better than other times, but, you know, I think with pressure and with the front four, sometimes they get frustrated when the ball comes out quick. Sometimes they, you know, they rush too high. And that's the thing that I see the most is when they rush too high, climb past the quarterback, quarterback steps up in the pocket, okay, then, you know, we don't have our rush lanes, you know, properly filled. And so when you face a running quarterback, you know, you coach it differently than you do when you face a quarterback that's a strictly a pocket guy. So when you face all the variety of quarterbacks that we face, trying to get that consistency of your rush can be challenging. Like a Kaepernick is different than Eli Manning. That's something that I'm constantly looking at and trying to improve on that. You know, is it challenging for us? Yes, it's been very challenging for us to get to the quarterback. It could be if you just looked at the numbers. Yes, it could be. Yes. Well, you know, you could say this. Quarterback hits, you know, if you up your number of quarterback hits, that factors in. Like for us, that's almost like a sack or hurry. You know, that's like a sack to a large degree. Not in the numbers aspect, but, you know, you're getting that pressure on the quarterback. So, you know, when I ask at the end of the game, how many quarterback hits did we have? How many sacks did we have? You know, how many hurries did we have? We try to factor all that in. Our hurries are our quarterback hits are better than our sack numbers. When you say 90%, I think I usually have them around 35 to 45 plays a game. So that's the number that he normally, you know, he has been playing for us because he is in on our rush package because of Cullen Jenkins not being available right now. So, you know. Well, that's normally we try to keep our guys in that 35 range. So, yeah, he probably gets 10 extra snaps because he's in that rush package. He was not supposed to pressure on that. Yeah, he was not supposed to pressure. He was supposed to be in coverage in that. He shouldn't have blitzed. It was just an error. It was just an error. Yes. That's why I don't have any hair. It's not genetic. That's why I don't have any hair. I don't know because there was communication with the call, and then there was the communication because there was a call made, you know, for coverage purpose. And I think he was just in the – I think, you know, sometimes they get so locked in to this is what we're supposed to do because we have another pressure that's very similar to that he does come on, okay? So maybe his mind went to that particular pressure on that. Oh, sure, yeah. You know, it's like you lost your starting quarterback. When you lose your starting quarterback and you lose a guy who didn't really practice in the preseason, okay, and they elect him captain just based on what he did when he was here from, October to mid, from OTAs, that's saying a lot. But the other men are capable. They're very capable. And they're manning the ship as best as they can. Yeah. Well, I mean, that comes with the job, though. I mean, that's my responsibility, and that comes with the job, and I'm responsible for it, so.